You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena whānau, you're on BFM Breakfast. This is Spisky by Phoebe Rings, who are playing a very special gig this weekend, which we've been having a bit of a chat about across the show. It is the excellent Eastern Women's Refuge fundraising show. They are also going to be playing our next Drive Island, which is very exciting, and we have Crystal on the line. We'll be having a chat with her just after this. Such a beautiful track. That is Spisky by Phoebe Rings. Kia ora, Crystal. How are you today?
Kia ora. I'm feeling great. Thank you.
That is very good. Oh, we're great. So excited that you're playing this weekend in support and celebration of the Eastern Women's Refuge. There's a really mint fundraiser gig happening at Galatos that Phoebe Rings is going to be playing at, alongside an excellent lineup, including Samara Alofa, Jasmine Mary, Memory Foam, and Van Staden and Boom. Babyface Killer is also going to be DJing, and Bub will be playing as well. The whole thing's going to be mint. How are you feeling?
Oh, great. Wow. Yeah, just hearing those band names, the lineup, sounds so awesome. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
What have you guys been working on recently? Because you played a couple of shows in recent times at the Hollywood Avondale. Plus, you're also going to be our next Drive Island guest, which is awesome. What's been cooking in the world of Phoebe Rings?
Yes. So we released our EP. I realize it's almost been a year.
That's wild.
Yeah, next month, I think it would be a year. But we, since then, have been working on our album, the full-sized album with the bandmates. And we've been writing songs together, like, which we've each been writing a song, and then we'll share it and then workshop it together, which has been really fun.
That's so awesome. Where have you been recording and working on that?
Well, the workshopping place actually has been our guitarist Simeon's flat, which was really cool. And also it feels very slightly futuristic in a way, because we all have headphones set up so that we, you know, because it's a house,
yeah.
We try and not annoy the neighbors. And then I think for the flatmates, they'll probably, you know, think that we're miming, but we're actually playing and recording. And but for our actual recording, we've just done like the rhythm section of about 5 songs.
Awesome.
At the Beth studio on Carrot.
Very cool. That's a great recording space.
Yeah, we're very stoked about it.
How has the process of making this album been for you guys? Because the EP was very hotly anticipated. You guys are such an amazing band to see live, and the recorded tracks did not disappoint. What's it been like to try and expand this musical world a wee bit?
Yeah, so I guess the biggest change for us would be that I'm not the only songwriter in the band.
Right.
And I think just the fact that we were able to share it around the songs was such a fun and relieving kind of moment for me, because I guess when we decided to do an album, I think I was just thinking that it was very overwhelming because of the number of tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also just the fact that I love every part of, I love every member of the band as a songwriter. And the fact that we get an opportunity where we get to hear each other's songs in the context of this band as well.
Yeah, totally.
Was just very exciting.
That's a special thing. I think for, you know, someone like yourself, we've talked about this with you before, Crystal, about your sort of background in music making, kind of coming through jazz school, coming through working on a lot of other people's projects to becoming, coming into your own songwriting style. There's a really interesting and special thing that happens when you then can find friends that you can collaborate on their writing style and find something that really sounds like a shared voice. What can people expect from the new record?
Yes, there will be definitely songs that are maybe slightly different from the EP. I guess inevitably, because they're coming from not just me.
Yep.
But also, I've had this conversation with the band, but I think all four of us have been thinking that we're writing for Phoebe Rings. Mm, so mm-hmm. I think we still have that kind of image in mind, and the songs that have come out and like our live experience and all that. So it will be songs that are written by all four of us, but still, I feel like it'll sound somehow unified, which would be... Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm super excited to hear it. Your shows are such a spectacular time. You really do create an atmosphere when you're playing, and it's really sort of lovely to be involved in that. You look like you're having a really fun time, and it'll be really awesome to see you up on the stage at Galatos, which has got a nice sort of intergalactic disco atmosphere to it itself, which I feel like maybe fits the Phoebe Rings world quite perfectly. There's a really awesome raffle as part of this fundraiser that's happening for the Eastern Women's Refuge. If you want to head over and find out a little bit more about this gig, which is happening this weekend, then there is a Facebook event, and there's also an Under the Radar page, which you can find all the details on. But go read up about these raffle prizes, because it is such a stacked list, and I think you can get 3 tickets for $20 at Strange Goods. So it's all going to be kicking off. And then, of course, we'll see you and hear you on the radio next week, Crystal. What can we expect from your Drive Island set?
We haven't decided yet.
No.
No, but I can definitely tell you that it'll have some new songs that are awesome. That we're preparing for the album. And yeah, but we're so stoked about the Saturday's gig because we've never played at Galatas before.
Oh, cool.
We've definitely watched a lot of really, really cool gigs, but it's definitely meaningful that it's a fundraiser one.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
A good cause.
A very good cause. Well, let's listen to an oldie but a goodie, an absolute classic, Cheshire Now. Thank you, Crystal, for speaking with us. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you at the gig on Saturday, and we'll hear you and see you at Drive Island next week.
Oh, kia ora, Rachel.
See ya.
Bye.
I'm going to run through some of these raffle prizes because it's outrageously stacked. This is for the Eastern Women's Refuge fundraising gig happening this weekend. If you enter the raffle, you could win a double pass to Splore Festival with early entry and free camping and parking, $300 Penny Sage voucher, $200 Jamaisie Street voucher, $200 to spend at Flying Out, an Able Odor perfume set, Goatloft Studios bag, Curio Noir perfume, Friendly Potential, one ticket to every Friendly Potential gig for a year, minus Beacon Festival, some Quim jewellery, you can get a chippy custom print, some sick t-shirts from That Looks and Beach Brains, Arcade's got some clothes in there, Isadora Floral has an awesome as prize involved in there. You can also win a double VIP pass to the opening night of The Writer at Q Theatre, thanks to Silo Theatre. You can get yourself yourself a Nā Noise vinyl, a Sun Return vinyl. You can get yourself an Abigail Aroha Jensen print, an Ema Cuisine voucher, a Peachy voucher. Every gig for Tamaki Dance Review, you can grab a ticket for a year. $100 to spend at Paper Bag Princess. More t-shirts from Buddy Hemp Goods. Hannah Lee Jade has got a beautiful liquid long sleeve in there. Cloud Doctor Cap. And there's honestly so much more. That's not even two-thirds of the list properly. So go head over to the Eastern Women's Refuge fundraiser gig Facebook page. You can see the full list there. It's going to be a really special night happening on Saturday at Galatos. Phoebe Rings are playing. Thank you to Crystal for chatting with us. You've also got Babyface Killer, Jasmine Mary, Memory Foam, Samara Alofa, and Bub VSB have got the Coco, so not them, unfortunately, but that's going to be a huge night. If you can't head along, you can still get a raffle.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.